Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, coming to you on behalf of Financial Services Online on this lovely Saturday, August 30th, 2025. Let's dive straight into the top news affecting consumers and businesses in Australia. Firstly, in the wages arena, real salaries are showing a noticeable stagnation. Australian wage growth hasn't made significant strides since its peak in 2022. And is currently 6.1% below that high watermark. Our country's Reserve Bank believes the situation may improve slightly in the coming years, but by 2027, we'll still be operating 5.5% beneath the 2022 peak. This situation undoubtedly places strain on the national economy, reducing purchasing power for Australians and impacting businesses' bottom line. It's a complicated situation that's prompting a closer look at the policies of the Reserve Bank, with education and productivity gains being discussed as potential growth-spurring strategies. Next on our news docket is a landmark legal action initiated by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC. The case involves Equity Trustees Superannuation Limited, who stand accused of negligence with the Shield Master Fund, potentially risking approximately $160 million of retirement savings. With more than 5,800 consumers involved, the case serves as a particularly high-stakes example of the critical importance of due diligence in managing super funds. This legal action is expected to roll out further actions and could very well set a precedent for improved transparency and oversight in future protocols. Meanwhile, in the financial markets, an unexpected inflation surge is causing the Reserve Bank of Australia to hold off on anticipated interest rate cuts. The annual CPI inflation for July rose significantly to 2.8%, a substantial increase from June's 1.9%. A higher cost of living and increased market uncertainty are immediate consequences, calling for strategic decisions from the RBA. If inflation trends stabilize, we might still see interest rate cuts come November. Lastly, the landscape is changing for life insurance in Australia, with group life policy premiums rising 15 to 25% on average this year. As underwriting standards tighten, insurers are taking a step back from high-risk sectors. Increased costs are affecting how businesses approach their employee benefits, potentially leaving their workers underinsured. In terms of claim causes, unfortunate realities like cancer and mental health issues remain dominant. All these trends are projected to continue till year-end. To stay updated with these stories and more, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, keeping you informed with the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, because staying ahead means staying informed. Till our next update, take care and make smart financial decisions.